this week, I received an email from one of you guys about Shay Shay Sharp. Well, Casey, give us an update. Whose bongo is Shay Shay pounding now? Does he use a real wooden stick, or is he still using his plastic appendage? No. What anything like that? Shay Shay's House of Gay Gay, it has been temporarily closed. Now, they're claiming it's being shut down due to maintenance, but my sources tell me Shay Shay, he has been impacted by the energy shortage out in California. They don't have enough power to charge their battery-powered toys to properly pound the bongo, so they had to temporarily close down. Monday morning on Undisputedly Woke, Skippy and Shay Shay, they were talking about the fight between the Bucks and the Saints on Sunday afternoon. Shannon Sharp, he goes on this long soliloquy, keeping the discussion purely sports-related. In the 10-minute clip that I was sent, there was 7 seconds that stuck out to me, just 7 seconds. Shay Shay looked at the camera. He told Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette, they better be sure Tom Brady is willing to step up to defend the brothers like they stepped up to defend him. It was very, very subtle. Skippy Bebe, he didn't even elaborate on Shay Shay's attempt to inject mythical racism into the discussion. I didn't think there was enough to the situation to share it with you guys at the time, but it served as a reminder. It once again proved the mentality that is prevalent throughout the mainstream media. These people will always, always, always find some way to inject race into the conversation. Doesn't matter what we are talking about. We could be shopping for ceiling fans. I bet these fans were made from African slave labor. We could be talking about food. I am dying for a woke wiener, but it must be burnt. I hear burnt wieners are bigger than the regular cooked pink wiener. The topic does not matter. These people are so obsessed with race. It's all they think about. No matter what we're discussing, they will find a creative way to make it a case of mythical racism. You can make the case that no one in the mainstream media is better at creating stories of mythical racism than Brother Stephen A. Smith. My sources tell me there is a lot of internal strife right now at ESPN. Brother Stephen, he is trying to steal the pastor role at Woke United Methodist from Pastor Jalen Rose. These two dudes, who give each other multiple woke hugs on a daily basis, they have not experienced dual finger insertion in 2 weeks. You know there is bad blood when Stephen A. is using the smaller fingers of Max Kellerman to satisfy his bongo needs. Now, before we get into Stephen A.'s latest creation of mythical racism, let me give you the backstory of what's going on, along with my thoughts on it. Ime Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics. He has been involved with actress Nia Long for over 10 years. By the way, at 51 years old, Nia Long is as beautiful as she has ever been. Those of us who grew up in the 1990s, we got to see Nia Long in her prime. Boys in the Hood, Friday, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, In Too Deep. But anyway, she shares a child with Ime Udoka. They've been engaged since 2015. They were still together as recently as the NBA Finals back in June. She was spotted at one of the Celtics games against the Warriors. Now, it's being reported at some point over the summer, the couple split up. Now, I haven't been able to confirm or deny whether or not that's true. The reason that it matters, late last night, both Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams Charney at The Athletic broke the news that the Celtics could be suspending their head coach for a significant amount of time, like the entire season. Why? According to Shams Charney, Ime Udoka had an intimate and improper relationship with a female staffer. Now, when I saw this Twitter notification on my phone earlier this morning, my first thought was, why are they suspending him? Even if they don't suspend him, why is discipline being considered in the first place? Let's just assume for a second that Ime Udoka was still in a relationship with Nia Long and he cheated on her with this female staffer. As far as the optics are concerned, that's the worst case scenario. But let's just pretend for a second that that's the case. That's true. Who fucking cares? This is a personal, private matter between three adults. What Ime Udoka has going on in his personal life, none of our business. Hell, it's none of the Celtics' business. Well, KC, it is their business. These two people work together. Yeah. So? People form relationships in the workplace all the time. Does it warrant him being suspended for the entire season? No! Even if he was her boss, does it warrant a season-long suspension? No! They are adults. Steven Jackson, he was only suspended 30 games for his part in the Malice in the Palace back in 2004. 30 games! He hit a fan, a customer, a paying customer, hit him in the face. And you're talking about suspending Ime Udoka the entire season for banging some staffer? I mean, it would definitely warrant this female staffer moving to a different department with the Celtics or even possibly needing to find another job. Well, that's not fair. Why does the man keep his job and the woman has to leave? That is misogyny! No, that's called difference in value. Ime Udoka just led his team to the NBA Finals. It is a hell of a lot harder to replace an NBA head coach than it is to replace the person responsible for printing the scouting report. More importantly, how did this leak to the media? Who leaked this to the media? If the Celtics were considering disciplinary action, this should have been handled internally. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend's dad last night. He's from Cleveland. We were talking about LeBron James. When it comes to political issues, neither one of us have anything in common with LeBron James. But even with that being the case, I still have a level of respect for him. Over 20 years in the spotlight, this dude has never been involved in a personal scandal. No allegations of cheating, no knocking up multiple women, no arrest, hell, no speeding tickets. Michael Jordan was the most famous athlete in the world in the 1990s, before the internet exploded. All he had were the tabloids. Michael Jordan could not escape scandals. Somehow LeBron has never been blemished. Now, you might hate his politics, but it's hard not to respect him for it. I have never liked private matters being made public. Now, if you're Kim Kardashian and you're willingly exploiting yourself for fame and money, that's one thing. But this situation with Ime Udoka, this should have been kept private. Whoever inside the Celtics organization leaked this to the media, their ass should be fired, if that's where the leak came from. You never know. Nia Long, she could have leaked it herself. A woman scorned will do crazy things. Now, this discussion that we had the last several minutes, that's how normal people look at this situation. You guys might disagree with my take. You may think Ime Udoka is a public figure. If the cheating rumors are true, if they are true, you may think he deserves to be publicly exposed. There are many different angles we could take when talking about this situation. Brother Stephen A. Smith, he chose a different angle. Oh, did he choose a different angle? This morning on Woke Take, Stephen A. was in full-blown myth mode. The mythical racism was flowing out of his pores. I'm so hyped, the mythical racism is sweating off my massive forehead. I just gave you an example of how us normal people look at the situation. Grab your woke cat. Go ahead and grab your woke cat. Here comes an example of how a race-baiting shitfuck looks at this situation. Roll the film.
Ain't that being done to a brother? Because I got news for you, America. There's plenty of white folks in professional sports that's doing their thing. And I say that not complimentary. I don't see the information out about them. Why are we talking about this now? We got to talk about it because it's the news. Ain't none of our damn business unless you fire him. But if you keep him, it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. It should have never been put out there by the Celtics organization. And don't tell me you didn't do it. Because you absolutely did it. Because news reporters got it. So it emanated out of Boston. Somebody ain't in L.A. or Utah or something leaking this stuff about the Boston Celtics.
Right.
This is on y'all. You shouldn't have been out here. That's what I have to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they call journalism today at ESPN. This asshole is absolutely ridiculous. First of all, there's plenty of reason for legitimate outrage. A season-long suspension over a relationship between two consenting adults? Absolutely absurd. But Brother Stephen A. Smith, he just can't leave the mythical racism alone. Instead of coming to the defense of Ime Udoka, he tries to throw white people under the bus. I'm telling you now, I am an NBA insider. No one is inside the bongo of NBA players more than I am. I have pleasured more bongos in this league than Jason Collins. Believe me when I tell you, evil white men in the NBA are banging multiple women. It's absolutely disgusting. Why can't they show a brother some love? Not only is Stephen A. Smith a purveyor of mythical racism, we can now add dry snitching to his resume. The thing is, I actually agreed with 90% of what he said. Just like the other day, I agreed with 90% of what Shay Shay Sharp said. But it doesn't matter that Stephen A. Smith made valid points. All anyone in the mainstream media is focusing on is the mythical racism. This insinuation that the only reason Ime Udoka is being exposed and white people in the NBA or professional sports in general are not exposed is because we have white privilege and Ime Udoka is a black head coach. The media has already labeled the city of Boston as one of the biggest violators of mythical racism. Now they want to pretend they're exposing Ime Udoka because of his fucking race. Stephen A. Smith knows, he knows this is bullshit. Matter of fact, I highly doubt he formulated this opinion on his own. Like I told you guys before, Brother Stephen, he was handed a script by his white producers or executive management at ESPN and told to follow it verbatim. Why does ESPN do this? Because they know the false narrative will generate headlines in the mainstream media. If Stephen A. Smith had just said what I said about it, it might spark a little bit of debate on Twitter. One, maybe two media outlets would pick up the story. But when you sprinkle in the mythical racism, it sparks controversy. Causes people like me to react to it. More importantly, it causes other media outlets to repeat and agree with the false narrative. Imagine if this had happened in the NFL. Just imagine that. My God. Stephen A. Smith would have had a woke attack live on air. Oh, I told you this league was racist. We get one brother a head coaching gig. He gets caught banging the Pepperidge Farm guy and y'all want to fire him. Racist, racist, racist. You know, outside of the mythical racism promotion, I actually like Stephen A. Smith. I think he's entertaining. I agree with most of his takes on the NBA. Now, when it comes to the NFL, he is completely clueless. But he's good at what he does in the NBA. What's unfortunate with Stephen A. Smith, he didn't need to do this. He was successful before bending over to swallow the cucumber in the proper woke orifice. I know ESPN's paying him $12 million a year to spread this propaganda, but he doesn't need to do it. He doesn't need it for publicity. It's not like Bomani Jones, or Bobo as his male lovers like to call him. Bomani Jones has always been irrelevant. Hell, he spreads mythical racism, still can't keep a job. To measure Bobo's ratings on HBO, Nielsen, they had to start counting pixels instead of people, just so they had a number they could measure. Stephen A. Smith was successful before cucumber insertion, but he was willing to sell his soul to promote mythical racism. He's being paid handsomely for it, but that money comes at a cost. It's costing him his integrity and his credibility. But let me know what you think. First, give me your thoughts on Ime Udoka. Should he be suspended all season? Hell, does he deserve to be suspended at all? Then, give me your thoughts on Stephen A. Smith turning this into another case of mythical racism. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.